Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Zants Pants Radio.
I am Turok!
Hey everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Thumb Cramps, a video game podcast for those whose thumbs are cramping. I'm Joel.
I'm Jackson.
I'm Cass.
And today we're going to be looking at Defunct and other games. That's right, Defunct, another game I bought for like a buck.
Yeah, how much?
Like maybe $1.10 or something.
Okay, great.
It appealed to me because the front cover of it was a Wall-E looking dude.
Yeah.
But instead of hovering, had like, or like on treads, just had one wheel.
I think I've seen this occasionally looking in the Switch store. Yeah, it doesn't look good.
Spoilers, it ain't.
All right.
So you control the titular Defunct. It's a robot. Initially, I'm like, am I just watching a low rent Wall-E?
Yeah.
Like, is this just a robot who is garbage at his job and is garbage? Yes.
Was Wall-E bad at his job?
No, he was great at his job.
It's just that he overdid his job. He was also
robot. He was a robot. He didn't know.
I guess that's a lesson for all of us. Like, if you're working for a corporation, you don't put your heart and soul into a company.
Yeah, absolutely.
Can't let you back,
absolutely.
And there's that theory that he killed a lot of other robots so that he would be the one that did all the work.
Yeah. Yeah, well, yeah,
it's like he keeps breaking down,
dude,
but why does he always
Pixar's
preparing?
Dark and twisted.
Yeah.
Dude.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
Wall-E suck boot.
Wall-E love bourgeoisie. It is true.
Yeah. Now, here's my Pixar unified theory that I didn't all steal from Cracked. So you're playing as this Defunct boy.
Yep.
You're a robot, and you're like, oh, no, I have a jetpack. I want you to imagine like PS1 era style Tony Hawk.
Okay, that sounds fun.
But like one of the smaller levels where you just have to get like the letters Hawk. And you know those tiny ones?
Horse, but yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Really? I always thought it was Hawk.
No,
wow. Horse.
The game is called Horse. It's a game of horse. You do it with basketball.
Yeah, I know. But in my brain, I was like, yeah, you click the
I mean, I guess it is Tony Hawk. No, that makes sense.
No, it does.
Well, it's the game's Tony Hawk.
Okay, no, you can see the jump.
I mean, yeah, but it's insane because you collect the letters H-O-R-S-E.
That's very funny.
But in my brain, it's H-A-W-K.
No, it's in fact Horse.
Think of Horse.
It's that.
That's that.
It's the game of Horse.
Okay. It's five.
Yeah.
Like five's a better number than four. For
it's crazy than that. I don't know what happened to you, man, but all right.
Hey, cool. It's been a long time since I played Tony Hawk. Yeah. What can I say?
Tony Horse.
Tony Horse, man.
That's good.
It was Spider-Man for me. Yeah. Anyway, so one of those games where you're playing the game of horse, and it's like a really tiny level. Now, I want you to imagine it muddier.
Okay.
Real graphics worse.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you're actually skating around?
You are, but like on that one wheel.
Yeah.
So
it's
like you're a robot, you've got the one wheel, and you're rolling around the track, as it were. And you've got like a little boost, and it works with this kind of thing. It's like, well, if you're going downhill and you press a button, you can kind of speed up, but if you're going up, you can kind of slow down.
Is it?
And you can
do you think it would be better if it wasn't on the Switch? It's like one of those games that's cooked because the Switch has got.
No.
What makes it bad?
It's a PS1 game.
Yeah. But like, I still enjoy playing Tony Hawk for the PS1. Yeah.
Sorry, it's a cheap PS1 game.
I mean,
sorry, it's a clone of a PS1. It's like They've gotten Tony Hawk and they're like, how can we make this cheaper?
Yeah.
They were like, oh, let's get rid of that pesky element of cool from the Tony Hawk games.
Yeah. Like, you can't do anything really neat with it. Like, you can, no grinding.
Yeah, that is a shame. Grinding was the best part of Tony Hawk.
Yeah. You're mostly just doing little hops and, like, going up and down, and you got to, like, sit in a button and squish down. It looks like you're taking, like, the robot's taking a good meaty shit.
He's yeah.
Like,
what?
And he opens up a door and then out you go.
So how many are the levels different at least?
Look, I could not play this past maybe 15 minutes.
Wow.
I hit my limit pretty quick.
I'm so intrigued.
But I got to like an outdoor area.
Yeah.
It not good. It did not look very good at all. It's like the gameplay is very simple. Like it's a very simple game. And I think you have to collect stuff.
Yeah, sure.
I honestly have no idea. I assume the game is like you're a shitty robot, so you're going to need to be able to repair yourself at some point.
Okay.
But like getting to that point was boring.
Do you think it's the kind of game that has upgrades?
Sure.
You know, I mean, it could not be.
I mean, it couldn't be. But
is it the kind
be?
Of game where I'm like, maybe down the track they let you grind, you know? You get like a grind upgrade.
Look, I would like to say maybe, but honestly, I don't know. I don't think there was that much thought put into this game. And look, hey, if you get further than me, by all means, it's only like a dollar.
Yeah, wow. Is that the actual price point of it?
Oh, who knows?
It feels like the kind of game that could be going for like $20 or something.
Yeah, a dollar for 15 minutes.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
No, yeah. It's not if those 15 minutes are bad. You don't want to pay to have a bad time.
Yeah, that's
sometimes.
True.
I mean, like, think of how many movie experiences you go to and you've paid like $20 for a bad time.
I wouldn't have gone to see Cats if I'd had to pay for it. Telling you now.
But at least you're doing it with someone. Video games, you just... playing with yourself.
Yeah.
Mm.
Oh, Defunct has a really ugly protagonist.
Yeah, so he's kind of
he looks
like a
motocross guy.
Yeah, he's like a junkyard-looking robot. So I think it's $15. Oh, that's not good.
It has a 9 out of 10 on Steam. People love Defunct, dude. You're in the minority.
Maybe
that's
I
so
am.
Embarrassing for you, Zam.
It's so embarrassing, dude.
Mm.
You can gravitize. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's the kind of like... sitting down or
you gotta collect inner juice.
There you go. You see, there's a collecting element. Look, it's better than what I was talking about last week where there was no goal.
You also this get the ability to magnetize. Goals. That's cool.
Yeah, it's the same button.
Maybe this game rolls.
Well, you're more than welcome to play it, mate.
Oh, wow. Okay. PlayStation Country gave it 4 out of 10. I don't know why.
Look, PlayStation Country, I'm on your side here.
Dude, it won the Gotland Game Awards.
Hell.
2 years in a row.
For the same game?
No, actually won it 1 year in a row. But it won for best execution in art, best execution in audio.
In art?
And the Swedish Game Awards it won best
in
execution
art.
In design. Oh, sorry, it was nominated. But it got best second year game at the Gotland Game Conference. And it got game of the year at the Swedish Game Awards, so...
What year?
2014.
In art?
Oh, what? That's recent.
2014, dude. Now, let's see what other games came out in 2014. Yeah. To see
but
what Defunct beat.
Look, I've got like a screenshot.
Yeah, but looking at the screenshot, it sounds recent.
Far Cry 4, Alien Isolation.
It doesn't look good.
Mario Kart 8, dude, it beat Mario Kart 8. That's amazing.
It's very blocky, and the environments, I would argue, are quite sparse and samey.
Yeah, well.
Hello, I only played like 2 levels. Maybe there's more afterwards. and maybe that's why, it's a hot 9 out of 10 on Steam.
It's lauded.
PlayStation Country.
We all know the publication PlayStation Country.
It's kind of like a PlayStation magazine that kind of fits in between like home and country.
Yeah.
It sounds like Target Country.
Yeah.
You go to your Target when you're in the city, but if you go out rural, for some reason, the Target is different.
Yeah, it's Target Country.
It is not explained. Yeah. I don't know what's different aside from I bought my first and only flannel from a Target Country because I was like, well, I'm in the country.
Oh, you need one.
I feel like there are more, but not enough more that it seems like the change is worth it.
Yeah. So I think if this had been, I don't know, it's just,
I reckon
it feels undercooked.
Yeah, I reckon so many games, because here at Thumbcramps, we all play our games on the Switch and basically nothing else. I feel like we get robbed so often because so many games aren't optimized for the Switch and it cooks us. So many games like, I've played that I'm like, this would probably be fun on my computer.
Yeah, maybe this game was meant to be a lot more fun on a computer.
Or on a PS4 or something.
Like, oh yeah, I can maybe change the graphics and make them like real, like high
But also,
def.
Yeah, they might also just get, I don't know why I'm fighting for Defunct.
Yeah, you're really like,
I'm coming to bat for it.
You are coming to bat hard.
I'm like, hey, leave Defunct alone. A game I've never thought about before. Be nice to it.
Oh, I will say, like, looking at the screen grabs, they are better than what I was playing on the Switch.
Yeah, so I reckon the Switch just crushes graphics.
Yeah, potentially.
Yeah. Well, the screen grabs that you were showing, there's one where all the colors are really muddy, but the other ones have really beautiful color, like, palettes.
Yeah.
They're really beautiful. Desertscapes have got really nice shades of oranges and blues.
Maybe you should leave Defunct alone.
Maybe I should.
Give it another 15 minutes, Salmon.
Yeah, maybe I should get back
Let
on
it
and
shine.
See what happens.
Play it on the PS4. Buy Defunct twice. See if it's good again.
But no, it just felt, I don't know, it just felt underdeveloped.
And yeah,
like,
for sure.
Some kind of like weird moments where I just didn't really know what was going on because the game was trying to struggle by having a weird cutscene, even though it was not. Like, it had the same, like, you know, when it's like, is this gameplay or is this cutscene? What am I doing right now? And I was forced out of a pipe, and I was like, was I meant to fail? Is this the game?
That sounds very mysterious.
Yeah. Look, I got it for $1.
Hey.
Well, that's good.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. Five thumbs.
Five thumbs for $1.
For $1?
At least, look, this is a game.
Yeah, that's true. Previous game you played,
not a game.
Previous probably 10 games you've played haven't been games. So
this one at least has an objective.
Yeah, that's pretty
maybe
nice.
Maybe I will look. Maybe I'll sit down. I'll try and keep playing Defunct.
Yeah.
See if it gets good.
Clock
it might
Defunct.
Get good. You it don't know.
I don't know. My first look. You're right. You are 100%. Both you're right. I probably came on to Defunct a little bit too hard.
Yeah.
I came down like a ton of bricks when all was trying
You
to
don't
like,
know Defunct.
And I was like, this is just the opening level. We were trying to be like, hey, this is it.
Yeah.
When really what I should be doing is, like, this was less of a review. It was my first impression.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Defunct.
First impressions of Defunct.
Yeah.
Not good.
Not great.
But not great.
Who knows what the future holds?
You know, exactly. First impressions, they are important. They do matter, but.
They're not everything.
Tell me you've never met someone who you meet them a few times. You're like, wow. Wow, we're going to get along great.
Yeah,
that's true. I mean, my first impression of you, Cass, was like, you're a lovely person, and it was kind of in passing.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's very, you know, like a lovely person, whatever. Yeah. But then like maybe like 2 years later, best of friends.
There you go. So that's great because you set that up like you could have been like, first impression of Cass, lovely person.
Second
Got
impression,
to know
garbage.
You. Terrible.
Who knows?
Oh, that's where I thought it was going. Yeah. I was getting ready to defend myself.
Everyone's on the edge of defend themselves right now.
Oh, I Look, don't I mind prob- about myself. I'm here to defend. Defunct.
Yeah, I probably wouldn't have defended myself. I probably would be like,
yeah. So maybe, look, I just got to let it stew.
How many thumbs for your first impression?
First impression, maybe one thumb.
Oh, that's rough. That's grisly.
Maybe even just a knuck, to be honest.
Okay.
I was not impressed.
Right.
I'm coming down this harder than PlayStation Country, to be
honest. Yeah, absolutely.
Wow, that's harsh.
One knuck for this boy. But, look, I'll keep playing.
Yeah.
Maybe it'll be good.
That's good to hear.
So, what have you been playing?
Well, before we hear what Cass has been playing, let's hear first a word from our sponsors.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com. Code PROGRAM.
Okay, so I have been playing. My preferred console is the iPhone.
Sure.
Great. Cracked.
Cracked screen iOS. Yeah. Absolutely.
No, perfect. What you need. Yes. Yes.
Now, I believe I'll be on Thumb Cramps again. I just want to let you know I'm doing sort of my reviews will focus primarily on iPhone games that have been target advertised to me via Instagram.
Right.
Great. I mean, look, it's good. I mean, they're targeting you.
Yeah,
so exactly.
They know what you want.
I want to see if Zuck gets me. You know? You know? Like, I know he knows me, but does he know me?
Does he really know
you? Does he know, because games are so private. Like, you play them when you're trying not to think about things.
Absolutely.
So, he's going to be there with me in my private thoughts, and I just want to know. So, when I'm grading games, I'm going to be going on, a three-metric,
This is exciting.
Three-point metric with sub-points, because I think it's important. Then I'm also going to make notes on Wi-Fi. So,
okay.
It's nice that more people are putting effort into this than we are.
Absolutely.
Yes, go on.
Okay, so first of all, when you get an Instagram ad, the marketing is the first thing you see, and I think that's part of the game.
Sure, okay.
I'll agree.
I'll cop it.
Because you kind of take a risk because you're like, I'm not paying for it.
But, yeah.
You know, because a lot of the times you open up a game like that, you've seen it on Instagram, you don't want to generalize, but you just get bombarded with ads, you can't play it, it's glitchy, they just wanted the ad revenue from the first, whatever. Mm-hmm. So I've been burned before. So for this one, first of all, doesn't live up to the ad, because what I've noticed in Instagram games is they will have, there's two sort of types of marketing that I've seen primarily in Instagram ads, where they will show you footage of or gameplay or a puzzle or something. I mostly get puzzle games, but a puzzle or something that is not available when you first start playing the game.
Okay.
And my theory is that it might not even be in the game at all.
Oh my
God.
So
when you first start playing it, you're like, oh, the puzzle that I wanted to play isn't here. I'll just keep going.
Yeah, okay.
And the other one is when it's a video of the game and they just show someone cooking it.
Yeah.
They ruin the game and you're just sitting there being like, oh my God, just click the and it makes you mad.
Mm-hmm.
It's like infomercials, but for video games.
Have you never seen them on Instagram?
They'll be like
noob, and it'll be someone playing it terribly, and then it'll be like expert mode, and it'll be somebody clocking it real good.
And there'll be things like it's like when if you've ever hung out with a toddler and they're like, I'm not ticklish. The game's no one can beat this score, right? Watch someone just have a bad one with it.
Absolutely.
And you're
holding the controllers up the phone sideways, dunking it in
why can't I be Doodlebug? Yeah.
So the game, I just wanted to make that marketing note as well. Mm-hmm. So the game that I will be reviewing today is simply called Brain Test.
Great. Quick game of Brain Test.
Yeah.
I think this speaks wonders to the kind of game I am advertising.
Yeah.
So my first little marking system is in the marketing first of all, did it live up to the ad?
Yeah.
It did.
Okay, that's good.
Hey.
So it did live up to the ad. So this game, I can't remember the exact puzzle. So pretty much what this game is a series of brain teasers. It's sort of like if a company that was producing not video games but animations that accompanied a textbook. You know how you used to get textbooks in high school, you put them in the computer and they had little animations to bring life, but they weren't going to pay an animator properly.
Yeah, of course.
So it's
I'm aware.
Yeah. So it's like if that sort of educational company did a take on the Impossible Quiz. The answers aren't weird or zany in any internet linky way, but they're all think outside the box type things and just standard brain teasers puzzles, and you can just sort of move everything on the screen.
May have seen an ad for this recently where in the ad it's like, which bucket has water in it? And the person's like, I don't get it. And then they turn their phone upside down and the bucket with water on it, the water falls out. And they're like, that one?
If it's not that exact game, because I've played every level available. So
cool.
If
it's, great.
I don't think it's that exact game, but it's the exact same principle.
Great.
Things like that, think outside the box.
Yeah.
So did it live up to the ad? Yes, because I looked at the ad and it was weird, weird education style graphics being great. Like, oh no, where's Timmy's flower? And you're like, what? I don't. And then you open the game.
Excuse me?
The game is just as baffling as the ads made it out to be. The second point of marketing is how bad did the ad get me? Now, okay. I think this one got me pretty bad. I can't remember specifics, but this one's pretty much whether I decided to, you know, you see an ad for a game and you're like, no, I'm not giving Instagram mm-hmm. the money for this. And you go and search it yourself. This one, I think I just clicked learn more.
Yeah,
so
okay.
This ad
that
got
did
me
well.
Bad.
Did yep. well. You okay. were you wanted it bad.
You got yep. got.
I was like, I got. Here, take it. Okay, and then we're going to sort of my physical reactions to the game. So I have a bung wrist, and another metric I would use is, did it make my wrist hurt? Like, and
okay.
yes, it did. I play this game so much, it hurt me.
All right.
That's a good metric.
That's a
it
good
It is
sign.
A good metric. So. It caused me physical pain, which means I played it a lot. There are currently, let's have a look. I think, 212 levels available to play. I've done all of them.
Wow.
And some of them were hard. And I also, another sort of physical effect metric is how did it affect my sleep? So when I usually play these games, it's like a nice little wind down thing, which
sure.
is just a thing of being like no more brain on for different activity. It has kept me awake, but it helps me get to sleep. It's like that sweet spot where you're like, it's not, I know it's bad for me to keep staring at this blue screen, but I'm enjoying myself, but I know I'm going to fall asleep on my phone.
Yeah, that's fair.
So it's a good middle ground for that. In terms of if I actually liked the game, I've got fun, anger, and stress as my metrics. Now, the game is fun and it's satisfying and it has it's one of those games that you'll play and you can sort of adjust your own experience.
Yeah.
So if you want it to be really challenging, just play it as it is. Some of them are really easy. You feel really clever. Some of them are hard and frustrating. And then there is an option to use hints and things like that.
Cool.
If you do that, it becomes a lot easier. So it just depends on what you want to use the game for. If it's just to zone out, use the hints, you'll have a great time. Otherwise, some levels are just stupidly made and you get furious. Sam
cool.
played one last night.
Oh, yes, the genie one. Did you figure it out? Because it was infuriating. You had a genie and it was like, make a wish. And the genie already had a horn and a tail and it was like, wish for horn or wish for tail. And you click both and they were wrong. And then it was like, but then what else do I do? You hit the hint and it was like, change the parameters of the wish or something. And I'm like, yes, but how? And then I spent a good maybe 5 to 15 minutes poring at the screen being like, what?
What do you want
what
of me?
What do you want me? Genie, help!
It definitely takes you over when you get a really hard one like that because you're like, I know what I have to do, but it's not letting me do it. This is something that the game will lose points for. I did figure out that thing. It just wasn't working while we were playing. So every now and then you'll be trying to do something and you're like, why isn't it working? And then you'll restart the app and you're like, oh, the app just froze.
That's so
was
funny.
There was a question behind it or we had to drag things around?
You moved your finger over get a horn and then it erased get a horn and said make me rich and then you got to click on that.
Oh.
I was trying that.
Yes, we were all trying that.
That sounds like an annoying answer to that riddle as well.
Oh, it's so
yes.
A lot of the answers are like this. A lot of the answers are like this.
That's not like a logical. That's just going to lead you to rubbing the screen, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
See, in this next system, which is, did it make me mad? Yes, it made me very mad.
I can imagine.
But in my third one, how did it affect stress?
Yeah.
It took away the stresses of my life and gave me a new problem.
That's
so
pretty good.
It did. Instead of relieving stress, it replaced it.
Yeah.
Which
yeah.
I respect.
That's a kind of weird.
I respect
as I was playing it last night, it was you were commenting being like, it's nice that all your problems are so focused.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, good point.
You're like, why is this genie wrong? And the game becomes the common enemy of your entire body.
Yeah.
Which is very good because your fingers are going at it being like, why is it not working? Your mind's like, I have done everything right and I deserve better. You make the mental connection that you do deserve better.
Yeah.
And you go to sleep on a high.
Yeah.
As just like, as as with any iPhone game, there are Wi-Fi notes. So I do recommend this game. You do need to put it on airplane mode when you play. There are little cutscenes, not cutscenes, but like points you can reach in the game where it'll give you, like, if you watch an ad, you can get extra hints or whatever. You do need to turn your Wi-Fi back on to receive the bonuses if you want to do that, but it's all optional. So if you want to do hard mode, don't get hints. Go on airplane mode the entire time. I wouldn't recommend playing it outside of airplane mode.
How bad are the ads, and where on the screen do they appear?
Full screen ads.
Oh, that's bad.
Unskippable for 30 seconds.
Oh, man. No, screw that.
Some of them are skippable after like 10 seconds, but it's a very long time when you've been pouring at a screen trying to fix it.
Oh, yeah. No, screw that.
You're already upset, and then you're watching someone play a very bad clone of Candy Crush really badly.
Mm.
It's upsetting. So if you're playing the added version, I'd be like, three thumbs.
Is there an unadded version?
That's just if you are a big brain and you turn it on airplane mode, because you're going to bed anyway, and maybe this is like a step toward not using your phone before sleep. Fair. And I count it as a win, so I'm gonna give this game four thumbs.
All right, that's pretty good.
It has flaws, but the flaws, I think, add to it.
Yeah, there's almost something nice. There must be something nice, like with the genie thing, where you're like, why can't I figure it out? And then you're like, oh, no, I was clever.
Yeah.
The game was dumb.
Yep.
That's pretty good. No, I can see that.
Yep. Any time that the quiz, you're not able to solve something using the hint, and you can skip the levels if you need to. Using the hint, you will usually show you that the game is the one that is being stupid.
Is there a paid version?
Oh, I wouldn't check.
Yeah. I was going to ask.
My parameter for I'm never paying for an iPhone game.
That's very fair. The very idea seems insane.
I don't think it's fair to talk to the good people about something I wouldn't do myself. You know? I'm out here for you. We're not paying for shit, ladies and gentlemen.
No.
The game's getting their money from Zuckerberg because I clicked on it, and that was a choice.
They'll do ad revenue, you'll do them. Absolutely. Yeah.
Unless you go on airplane mode, but
they get it occasionally.
Four thumbs for brain test. Now, I am aware this is a very generic name. You are looking for an icon that is half a brain,
mm-hmm.
and the other half is a general, like, I don't know, it's like they're icons for clever, but they mean nothing. So there's a light bulb, a cog, an arrow, noughts and crosses where no one has won, an atom. That's a robot's lot for a head.
Half. Yeah, can one I have half, a look?
Down the middle or
down the middle.
Or across the
No, down the like middle.
All right.
Oh, I see. Yeah, it's far more it's far more drawn. It's not really like a symbol. Like as in you'll know
it's
when
an
you
illustration.
See. Yeah, it's an illustration.
There you
bloody go.
So it's half of the brain and the other half is like also the brain, but made of little illustrations.
Yeah. Yeah. In summary, this game might make you upset, but at least you'll know what you're upset about.
That's pretty good.
That rules. What about you, Jack?
Well, okay. So I think one of my first reviews on here ever was Red Dead Redemption 2.
Yes.
And then I played a little bit of Red Dead Redemption 2 online with Adam, and possibly I reviewed that. Who can say? It's hard to remember. But recently, I think they've realized that they cooked their online and no one was having a good time with it. So they introduced something they called Frontier Pursuits.
Oh.
It's so disappointing for Rockstar to be like, oh, yeah, so, you know, GTA 5, it's been going for.
Yeah, GTA 5 is one of the
online.
Biggest goddamn video game moneymakers ever.
Everyone loves it or is just playing it because they are.
Yeah.
But a new game we really like. Well, why don't they play that? They're not playing.
Oh, they're not having a good time in online. Well, yeah. And look, they cooked it. I mean, like, there were like five missions that were fun and the rest were just sort of like those, what do you call them? Not ambient missions. Like,
ambient missions.
No,
I could have tried to help you, but you threw in ambient missions at the start, and now I'm just thinking of that. What?
White noise missions?
No.
Filler missions? Fetch quests?
Yeah, there's a name for them that I'm thinking of.
What does it
mean? Adam! Adam's in the room. I need his help. Adam! I'm clicking at him. It's not working. Hey, what do you call, like, in a video game, like, missions? I keep saying ambient mission, but that's not right. You know, like in Skyrim, how you can get a mission, you can get like a quest from a guy, but they're just like, they keep reoccurring the missions. You know?
I think ambient missions.
It's not ambient mission. Hang on, I said it to Ethan earlier. Hold on.
Ethan! Where's he going?
He's gone to the Oscars viewing party that's happening in the lounge room, and he's interrupting. He's also interrupting this podcast. This is like a twofer. He's actually doing pretty well in interrupting scales. That's a fun game you could play. How many people can you interrupt at once?
I think he's so. Well, what I can hear, he's yelling at Ethan and everyone. I think he's either confused of the term ambient mission. Yeah, everyone is mad at him. Yeah, he's come back
screaming at him.
I got no idea.
You mean like just a mission that you encounter while you're out in the world?
No, I mean like you know in Skyrim.
Eating mission?
No, you know in Skyrim how you can get like 100 variations of go to this dungeon, fight the bandits.
Adam, the mic's on. Get on. Get in.
They're called like emergent missions.
Emergent? No, that's not an emergent.
Emergent?
No.
God damn it.
An emergent mission is the thing, but that's not what you're referring to.
Maybe I do just mean ambient mission. That's possible.
What does that mean?
Yeah, ambient? I think you
haven't said words.
I've become more and more certain.
All I mean is ambient mission.
So it's, just, it's happening in the background.
No,
to set the tone.
Oh man. So in Skyrim, you have main quests, right?
Side quests?
Yeah, well, you also have side quests.
Yeah.
But side quests.
Miscellaneous quests.
Yeah, but these are like miscellaneous quests. So you, in Skyrim, you can have, go figure out what's happening in the main story, okay?
Uh-huh.
You can have, that's like a main quest. Then you can have, go figure out what's happening in the Thieves Guild. That's like a faction quest. But then you can have, you've just met this person who has quite an elaborate story you can do. That's a side quest.
Yeah.
But then you also get missions where it's like, you go to the bartender and you're like, what's around? And the bartender will just cycle through. It'll like the game will pick a location and pick a thing to get there, and they keep reoccurring.
It's like a generic.
There's a name for it. I said it to Ethan earlier, but he couldn't remember.
Randomly generated.
Just for fun.
Look,
missions.
The point is, it's the people listening will know. Chuck it somewhere I can see it. So, Frontier Pursuits.
So lost right now.
When it came out, it seemed like it was going to be like a class system for Red Dead Online. So it was like, now you can play as a treasure hunter, a bounty hunter, or like a fur trader.
Okay.
And it was like, oh, uh-huh. Like adding a little bit of role-playing to the online world, that sounds like a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. And they promised like a whole bunch of, oh, if you're a bounty hunter, you can do a whole bunch of bounty hunting missions, and you can get like a whole bunch of, you know,
good gun and a nice horse.
Stuff like that. They were like, oh yeah, your lasso, you can get like a stronger lasso, you know, that you might not be able to get if you go in, that people take a longer time to get out of. Yeah, exactly. You go the treasure hunter route, you can get a lantern to hang from your horse, you know, or stuff like
light
that.
Light up your horse.
Exactly.
Where do you put that lantern on its face?
See your horse, I think so, on its neck somewhere. See your horse in all of its glory.
Hell yeah.
That seems like, you know, when you're a kid and your parents tell you that it's illegal to turn the light on inside the car.
Yeah.
It seems like the horse is going to be like, that's a crime.
Don't turn your light on inside and on your horse.
Wait, it's not illegal?
No, I don't think it's a crime. I think that is that it just causes glare, which makes it hard to drive. And adults everywhere figure it's easier to tell a kid it's a crime.
I always assumed it was like, that was a crime.
Oh, I can't imagine it would be a crime.
It might be, but it just seems like a weird thing to say is a
crime.
Yeah. Is it a crime? To have having a light on in a car.
I know, sometimes you need to
to see.
Yeah.
That's an accessibility
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, but now I'm like, no, yeah, yeah. It's like, yeah, that crime. Wah.
Anyway, so then I jumped on Red Dead Online. Are you going to find this out
yeah,
now?
Yeah, you talk about your Red Dead thing.
So I jumped on Red Dead Online. I thought, I was like, I'll give it a go. I'll play Treasure Hunter, whatever. Went up and it costs 15 of like the game's difficult to get currency. You know, it's like one of those online games where you you got like the regular one that you earn from doing missions and you earn like a fraction of it. What have you learned? You look so upset.
It's not illegal to drive.
Yeah, I didn't think it would be. That seems insane. Yeah. Well, there you go. You've learned something new. Right.
But I've heard it is illegal to drive barefoot, but is that also a lie?
People have been lying to you your whole life.
I think it's illegal to drive barefoot.
Yeah, that could be true. Anyway, so I was like, well, screw it. I guess I'm never, it cost 15 gold. I'm not doing any of them.
It's not illegal to drive barefoot.
Wait, it's not illegal to drive barefoot?
No, in Victoria.
Who told you it was?
I don't know.
I thought it was illegal.
Why did you think that?
Did the law change recently?
Did it?
I think you've both just assumed it. No, I think you've both assumed there's a way you're meant to drive in a car.
Someone has
you can probably
that.
Drive shirtless, dude. There's no rules.
I'm sure you can drive. Oh, hang on. Could I drive? You could drive shirtless. Can I drive shirtless?
Can I drive shirtless?
You can probably drive shirtless. You can probably drive in a bra.
No road safety laws prevent you from driving without. You can drive shirtless.
Yeah.
I'm learning so much.
Yeah, dude. See if you can drive while eating. See what if that's a crime.
Yeah.
I doubt it.
Oh, hang on. No, I can't drive shirtless.
Oh, that sucks, dude. You should be able to drive titties out down the highway.
It's not illegal on its own to eat whilst driving.
There you go, dude. Eat a whole roast chicken.
Eating while driving will usually mean that you're not in proper control of your vehicle or driving with
Yeah, and you can get, they can do you for that.
And they can issue for that. But, by and large, if you eat a bowl of spaghetti while driving. Bless you, Adam.
That's okay. If you're eating a big chicken while driving, the cops will probably still pull you over.
I've eaten too many like things I should not have been eating whilst driving.
Cereal?
I don't know. It's an
yogurt.
Easy one.
I think I've seen you eat.
Like soup.
Yeah, I think I've seen you eat.
Spaghetti bolognese.
Hot soup in the car, spilling it on your crotch.
Yeah, bowl of soup. Because like people are like, oh yeah, thermos of soup. No, hard mode bowl.
What kind of soup?
I think from memory that it was either chicken noodle or like Thai pumpkin.
Okay, no, that's fair. That's a chunky. That's fair.
Do you go full etiquette with the soup? Do you use like the proper...
You don't use a spoon.
No, the proper English etiquette where you like push the spoon away from you.
Oh, no, you're driving. You just can't time for that.
Yeah.
Sushi was also fun whilst driving.
Chopsticks or fingers?
Like
a California roll.
Oh, yeah. So nature's chopsticks.
Yeah. The fingies.
But like trying to add like ginger, wasabi and soy whilst driving. Oh, such a treat.
That's great. You are a man who loves to drive and eat. Now you know it's not technically a crime.
It's not elite, not a crime.
I think that wasn't really stopping you before, but
I can do this barefoot, shirtless, whilst eating a hot potato.
With all of your indoor lights on.
It's the least amount of clothes. I wonder if...
You could probably get away with driving with a bra, just a bra
on. Could
I, though?
Because is that indecent
No nips out.
No titums. Yeah. Can you look up titums. Driving in bra?
I reckon you can drive in a bra.
I reckon I could drive in a bikini or a crop top.
Yeah, and you could drive in like, is that not a sports bra?
Could
but
I
like
drive in bralette. Just a sock?
Yeah, bralette. Just a sock on your dick?
Oh.
Yeah.
I don't think so. It.
I reckon you'd get done for
is
indecent
full cheek
laws.
Out.
While it's illegal to drive with only a bra, while it's illegal to
whether
drive
it is
with
illegal.
Only a bra has a weather. Only a bra. Has little to do with the driving. The legality is measured based on the public nudity and decent laws of the jurisdiction.
Yeah, okay. So you'd have to find out if in Victoria just wearing a bra counts as indecent exposure.
So all you've got to do is wear like a solid colour over the titums.
Yep.
And then you're fine.
No nips. I have to cover the nipples, the thing that everyone has.
Yes. Yeah.
Lumps, fine.
Lumps, fine.
Lumps just
how
for
tiny
the ladies.
Can we get this bra, though?
Could you do tassels? That's my question.
Could I just do pasties?
Probably. Could I just, do pasties?
Oh, my God. Do you reckon if I got nude pasties, people would be chill?
I don't think they'd be chill, but I think you wouldn't technically be committing a crime.
That's so funny to be pulled over and have the cops do nothing. And I'm just sitting there like, arrest me.
Go on, do it.
Arrest me, do it.
Go
put
on,
me away.
It, yeah. What about body paint?
No, body paint probably be a crime. Technically, your genitals are open to the air. They're just coloured differently.
Well, yeah, but you wouldn't know.
Well, yes, but if the cops pulled you over, they would find out.
They would find out pretty quick. Whenever they do that body painting stuff, they're still covering everything with like a
pasties
thing.
And stuff. Yeah.
Okay. Because if you don't cover where the outlines are, it's very obvious.
So
they still do pasties and like a tiny G-string for when they do the body painting outfits.
One of those
so
genital
driving
strips.
With pasties and a genital strip, fine.
Yeah, probably. I mean, technically not illegal, although I'm sure they'd put you away somehow.
Honestly, this game gets 5 thumbs from me.
Oh, yeah, whatever. Frontier Pursuits.
Oh, yeah, what about the...
It's kind of dog shit, whatever. 2 thumbs, who cares?
So all up, we've got like 5, 6, 7, another 4. It's basically been like a hot 50 thumbs on this podcast.
Really, none of it means anything, does it? You know, it's just the old momentary diversion on the road to the grave. So,
and I've been Joel.
I've been Cass.
I've been Jackson. So long
happy,
and sweet dreams.
Happy summing. Yes, you were saying something?
Jackson was saying it was just, driving along the sweet road, and I was going to be like, and it's fine as long as your nipples are covered.
Ah, yes.
Thanks for joining us.
Bye!
See ya.
Hey, thanks for listening. Do us a huge favor and leave a rating and review on whatever platform you're listening to this beautiful podcast on. Also, be sure to check out Sandspence Radio's objectively better gaming podcast, All the Small Games, hosted by Andrew Levins and John Valenzuela, two true professionals.